This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. In its first month of legalized sports betting, Colorado generated nearly $100,000 in tax revenue. Here's CPR's Corey Jones.
Wagers on all sports in May totaled more than $25 million. That's despite casinos being closed due to COVID-19. Instead, six operators collected bets online in May. The sport that drew the most bets in legalized betting's first month? Table tennis. Dan Hartman directs the state's division of gaming. He says initial projections for this year have gone out the window.
It's going to be kind of an interesting ride this year on what actual revenue kind of generates and how it follows the ebb and flow of the pandemic and whether or not sports really get going.
Eventually, most of the tax money will go to water projects. But first, the program has to pay back the $1.7 million the state allocated last year for startup and initial operating costs. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
El Paso County health officials are warning residents there they need to be more careful about the coronavirus to prevent it from spreading out of control again. About 7% of tests are coming back positive, above health officials' goal of no more than 5%. Susan Whelan is El Paso County's Director of Public Health.
This is a call to action to our community. We need to step it up. And we need people to practice the prevention measures. It's not about one prevention measure. It's about all of them combined.
The health department warned that if local cases tick up much further, hospitals could soon reach capacity. It's 67 in Denver. This is CPR News.